anything else. As soon as he opened his mouth, what he said? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He is declaring complete tawheed. The people didn't understand at that time what they said. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. What you are doing? They understood that she is asking him to speak. Because what they said, the people who were there, they said, how we are going to speak with someone who is a child? Means they knew that Maryam alayha salam was asking the child to speak up, and through that index, that tajalli going from her hand to his heart, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the connection. And that's why it is said that the index finger of the right hand has a direct connection with the heart. Any gesture in Islam is for oneness of Allah, is only be done by this finger. There is nothing else. So that tajalli of oneness passing from Maryam alayha salam, because she was worshipping in her niche, in her mihrab, she was worshipping and she was declaring, although all the people, many of the, her time people were not believers, she was under the protection of Sayyidina Zakaria, she was worshipping and declaring the oneness of Allah. So she knew the secret, she raised her hand, finger, what he said? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He is declaring that he is servant of Allah, answering in the future, he is showing a miracle, two miracles. First he spoke up, second he is telling those who declared later on that there will be coming in the future, people are going to say that I am God or son of God. Hasha, astaghfirullah. He said, no, from his childhood, don't believe what they are going to say. They are saying something wrong. I am servant of Allah when he was a child, and his mother gave birth to him and she is bringing him. He said, qala inni abdullah. Destroying the whole kufr, Sayyidina Isa, putting the whole kufr down by declaring the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and telling the unbelievers who are coming in the futures, declaring that he is a son of God, saying, no, I am Allah's servant. Inni Abdullah. So if I am Abdullah, so atani al-kitab. He gave me the book. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. And he made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا. And he made me blessed. جَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Wherever I go, I'm blessed. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. And he asked me and ordered me in salat and zakat as long as I am living. Till today he is praying and giving zakat, Sayyidina Isa, in the first heaven, because he is still living. He didn't die. Allah raised him. Now we leave this, because this is continuation of Surah Maryam. Inshallah we discuss it tomorrow. We go to another issue of today, because we have no time. The issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Huh? That alif, the letter alif, a, is the only straight letter in Arabic, is not?
No.
Is always straight and always standing. That is declaring the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And begins the first letter of Allah's name, which encompasses all attributes and names, because Allah ismun jami'un lissifati wal asma', lil asma'i wal sifat, is the encompassing name of all the attributes, and the beautiful names are under the whole name Allah. And first letter is Alif. So when first letter is Alif, coming, standing up, so what is the first division that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of religion, what he said the first category of religion is what? Islam. What is the first letter of Islam?
Alif.
Is Alif. That coming from that secret means a straight forward, straight path is Islam. Beginning Alif. And Allah's name that encompasses all the names and attributes begin with
Alif.
Second level of division that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned is what?
Iman.
Also Alif. Is that?
No.
Third division category that Prophet mentioned is Ihsan. Also Alif. So from the first letter comes of the first letter of Allah's name comes the whole secret of Islam, of religion. Islam, Iman, Ihsan. What is the first after the opening of Surah Al-Fatiha? What is the first letter of the Holy Quran?
Alif.
Alif. Alif, Lam, Mim. Alif is the sign or the to point toward the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Alif comes every secret of this creation. Lam comes Mulk wa Malakut. Mim comes Muhammad
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Alif, Lam, Mim. So when Allah, Alif, first three letters of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif, Lam, Mim. Alif comes the holy name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes Islam, Ihsan, Iman. Islam, Iman, Ihsan. Lam comes the universe, because Islam was before universe, was before creation. Inna ad-dina 'inda Allah al-Islam. Religion to Allah is what? Is Islam. It was before. That is the message that all prophets came with. So when Allah created al-mulk wal-malakut, heavens and earth, it was under the tajalli of Lam. Mulk, Lam, Malakut, Lam. When Allah created mulk wa malakut, there is a messenger. Who is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first letter of his name is what? Mim. In dunya, in this universe, in this creation, his name is what?
Muhammad.
In heavens, in akhirah, his name is Ahmad. First letter is Alif also. So, from Alif of the name, that the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes Alif Islam, Alif Iman, Alif Ihsan, Alif Ahmad. And that's why he is in paradise Ahmad. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِنَبِيٍّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. Sayyidina Isa said in Holy Quran that I am giving good tidings that there will be coming after me a prophet, his name is what?
Ahmad.
Ahmad. He didn't say Muhammad because it's related to heaven. Still he is in heavens. Allah didn't send yet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, didn't create his physical appearance in dunya, so he cannot say Muhammad because he is still in the heaven. So he called him what?
Ahmad.
Alif. When you reach maqam al-ubudiyya, the alif will change into meem. Yeah?
No.
So that's why it changed. Alif lam meem. In alif is the name of Jami' al-Asma'i wa sifat, Allah's name that encompasses all names of attributes and names. And from it comes alif of Islam, alif of Iman, alif of Ihsan, alif of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then dunya and malkul wal malakut under the name of lam. Then meem come, that maqam al-ubudiyya. Meem in alif lam meem describe maqam al-ubudiyya. And how we know it? From changing the name of Ahmad to Muhammad. From first letter Ahmad becoming Muhammad. So what is the second, the first level of Islam for a person to, when he reach maqam al-ubudiyya, what you call him?
Muslim.
So when he reach in dunya maqam al-ubudiyya, he reach Islam, that Allah's heavenly message by alif, he become Muslim meme. Like Muhammad. Ahmad, Muhammad. Islam, Muslim. Then, Iman, Mu'min. Second category. Ihsan,
Muhsin.
Allahu Akbar.
Look, secrets of Holy Quran. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the hearts of pious people explanations and deducing out these secrets, bringing it to show the greatness of the message of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means when you reach maqam al-ubudiyya, you are descending from alif to meem. And meem is the key for your dunya and your akhirah, because it's the door of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through the message of Prophet, the seals of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Ahmad became Muhammad. Islam became Muslim. To describe a person. Iman became Mu'min. Ihsan became Muhsin. So when you become Muslim, you become Mu'min, you become Muhsin, you reach what? You reach Inni Abdullah. You reach Maqam al-Ubudiyya that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam described. Qala Inni Abdullah. He said, I am the servant of Allah. There is no way anymore to raise your head when you become Muslim. When you're still Muslim, you can still, everyone is Muslim, so still struggling between ego, between gossips, between this. When you become mu'min, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. It's higher level. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ لا تقولوا أسلمنا بل قولوا آمنا. Don't say you are Muslim, but you say لا تقولوا آمنا بل قولوا أسلمنا. Don't say you are Muslim, but say you are don't say you are مؤمن, but say you are Muslim. ولما يدخل الإيمان إلى في قلوبكم, until إيمان enters your قلوبكم to your heart, then you can say you are مؤمن. You are still Muslim, Islam. So when you become you believe meme first Muhammad, you believe in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you become Muslim. First meme. Because you are in Hadd al-Dunya. You don't go to Hadd al-Akhirah, yet you are in Ahmad level. Ahmad is in Akhirah, Muhammad in Dunya. So when you believe in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you become Muslim. When you become Muslim and raise your level with struggling with your ego, you become Muslim. Mu'min. When you struggle higher and more, you become محسن أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه، فإن لكم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم said to worship Allah as if you are seeing him. If you are not seeing him, he is seeing you. So when you reach that محسن, you become Abdullah. قال إني عبد الله سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده. Then you reach مقام العبودية, the level of servanthood. And level of servanthood changes from one person to another. It's upon your progress how much you can go deeper and deeper until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you and raise you higher and higher in your spiritual Islamic path, in your Islam, to make from you a person pious. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Be, have taqwa and Allah teaches you. At that time, when you have taqwa, Allah will inspire your heart with knowledge and explanation and tafsir and description and whatever from Islamic teaching that you never heard it before, you never knew it before. You can, when you are reading Quran, you can get meanings by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support. May Allah bless our meeting, and may Allah make us on the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be real muwahideen, real Muslimin, real mu'mineen, real muhsineen. Hurmat al-Habib, hurmat al-Fatiha. Ya Allah, call for azan, Sheikh Sahib.